Thank you for tuning in to The Gospel Truth with Jonathan Reed right here on Love 860. So open your minds and your hearts to the gospel truth. Here's Jonathan.
Thank you. I want to thank the Lord once again for allowing me to be here another Saturday morning. I'm glad that I'm saved and born again. I'm glad that God's still on the throne. He's still in charge. He's wonderful to my soul. He's precious. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the Prince of Peace. And I can't say enough about what he means to me. And he can mean the same to you if you get your sins forgiven, you're born again. And I knew about him, like I've said many times, before I even got saved, I knew Jesus was real. I knew there had to be a God. All the things around me, all nature, all the beautiful things around me, I knew that a holy and mighty God had to create these things. And when I got older in age, a preacher preached to me about Jesus and how he was crucified, and he was crucified for my sins, and how he was the Savior of the entire world, that he didn't just die for me, but he died for mankind. And I heard that, and I did have some belief in that, but I didn't quite understand it as a younger boy. I listened, and I tried to pay attention, but as a young kid, you can't really keep your mind focused. But as I grew older, in my teenage years, I continued to hear that same message, and it got more alive to me. And then the devil comes, and he sure will. Whenever the truth is around, the devil will show up, and he'll try to divide it asunder. And that's what he did in my life. He lied to me. He deceived me. And I had a choice of good and evil. And, of course, being born in sin, I chose evil. And we're all born in sin, by the way. The Bible says we're shapen in iniquity and born in sin. All of us are born sinners. We're sinners by nature. But after a while, when you hear the truth and you hear the Word of God preached in reality, you become a sinner by choice if you don't obey the gospel. And if you don't repent of your sins, you're a sinner by choice. And that's what I was. I was a sinner by choice. And I ran in sin. I followed the devil's lies. And he was my spiritual father. My soul was dead. And if you're not saved today, your soul is dead in sins. The book of Ephesians says we're in trespasses and sins. And you have to be quickened and made alive. He's talking about the soul in that scripture. Your soul has to be quickened and made alive. Your body, this flesh, it can't be quickened and made alive. You're already existing. It's talking about spiritually. Your soul has to be made alive, and this salvation is spiritual. There's so many people that preach it the wrong way. They tell you about the works that will get you to heaven. You can go to church and be a Sunday school teacher. You can be a preacher. You can be any type of position in a church, and they'll tell you that'll get you to heaven, you know, and you just do good deeds, and you get baptized in water, if you know that's what Baptists say, or get christened, or you know, take communion just like the Catholics do, and you'll be all right. You'll make it to heaven. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that God has commanded all men everywhere to repent. He calls us to repentance. And what are we repenting for? We're repenting because a mighty and holy Savior died for the sins of the entire world, and we needed a sacrifice. We needed a substitute for our sins. You see, in the beginning, sin was pronounced upon mankind when Adam and Eve fell to sin. That's when sin was pronounced upon us all. And so at that time, God prepared a sacrifice, and that was his son. That was pre and foreordained before the foundation of the world. His son was made the sacrifice. And after in due time, Jesus came. He came to put down all those things. He came to fulfill the law. He came to put down sin, because up until that point, we had no victory over sin. The Holy Spirit couldn't live inside of man. And that's what was withholding. That's what needed to come, the precious Holy Spirit to live inside of mankind, to wash us of our sins. And when Jesus came and he offered his blood, the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. He brought that perfect and untainted blood. It was the perfect sacrifice that God wouldn't despise. Jesus was God in flesh, and yet they are the same person. There's three. There's a Trinity. There's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but they are also one. God became man. He came and got in flesh in the form of his Son, Jesus Christ, to become the crucified one for our sins, to die for the sins of the entire world. And that's what the whole Bible, the whole gospel, is built upon, that foundation, and that's Jesus Christ. This whole Bible is about Jesus Christ. Even the Old Testament, you can see sprinkles of blood from the Old Testament all throughout the New Testament. It's all about Jesus. This Jesus is not a dead God. He's alive. He's still alive today. He died for sins. Yes, he did. But most of all, he got up from the dead. He resurrected. He became the first fruit to them that slept. You see, the Holy One didn't suffer him to see corruption. He didn't want Jesus to live down there in hell. He brought him up out of the grave. And that's what was promised in the beginning to Adam and Eve. A conquering seed would bruise the serpent's head. And that's what happened. Jesus bruised the serpent's head. He got the keys of hell and death. And he shook him in the devil's face, as one preacher said. And I'm thankful for that. I have victory in my soul today. Not because I'm good. Not because I'm something special. I'll tell you, I'll be the first to tell you, I am full of holes. I make mistakes every single day because I still live in this rotten flesh. There's nothing good about me. Only good part about me is because Jesus is inside me. His Holy Spirit is inside my soul. And like I said, my soul has been quickened and made alive. And how did it get quickened? It was because I believe the gospel. I believe what was preached. The man of God preached to me about Jesus that died for my sins. And that most of all, he rose again according to the scriptures. He took on the wrath of God. He's the only one that could have took what they did to him at Calvary on the cross. No mankind, nobody from Adam all the way to now could have done what Jesus did. He took on the punishment, the wrath of God. That was his bitter cup, the wrath of God. He drank it all. He's the only one that could, and they slaughtered him. They bruised him. They beat him to a pulp. The Bible says his vices was marred more than any man. He was unrecognizable on the cross. They knew that was Jesus just because of his name, but they couldn't even recognize who that was. He was beat so badly. But I'm glad the Bible says he was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. If you want to be justified, meaning if you want to get to heaven, you have to believe by faith. The Bible says being justified by faith, you'll have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way to be justified is through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's his name you have to believe not only in, but you have to believe on his name. You see, when I was a young man, I believed in Jesus, but I never had believed on Jesus. I believed in what he did for me. I believe he died and he got up from the grave. I believe he went to hell for me, but I didn't repent. The Bible says the Lord is nigh unto them that be of a broken heart, and he saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. He will save those that are of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. When you realize what Jesus did for you, how he took your place, you have to realize that you're a sinner. You're on your way to hell. If you've come to that point in your life where your conscience has told you right from wrong, or a man of God has preached to you and you know the truth right from wrong, if you choose the evil, you are a sinner by choice. You are on your way to hell. You're separated from God. That's exactly how I was. Well, you know, when I was a young man, I chose evil over good, and I was immediately separated from God, and I had to come back to him. You see, he never left me. He always was with me because of prayer. Somebody was praying for me that my soul would be saved one day, and I'm thankful for that. And he never left me. His hand was there. I could have gotten a lot worse trouble. I was a sinner. I didn't have no problem seeing that. I had lots of sinful things in my life. I was morally a decent person, but I still had a sin problem. I had things that I couldn't get over. I had problems that I couldn't conquer without the Lord Jesus Christ, without his help. And I'm thankful that when I finally turned to God and I finally quit running from him and running from his call, I came to him just like I was. I didn't bring nothing special. I didn't bring any money. I didn't bring a water baptism. I didn't have anything to offer Jesus but a broken heart and a contrite spirit, because my heart was broken. My soul was broken. I was in despair. If you could only knew how I felt on the inside. I felt like the world was ending. I felt like somebody was always following me. I felt like I was going to die and go to hell. I was afraid. And I needed a Savior. And I'm glad for that. I'm glad that the Lord permitted that to happen, because I thought I was something special. I thought I was the king of the world, so to speak. And I'm glad the Lord brought me down to my knees and I poured out my heart to him. I remember I was at work that morning and I was sitting on my little mower and I was praying out to God out of my heart. My lips weren't even moving. I wasn't saying anything out loud. It was coming from the depths of my soul. I said, Lord, I need help. I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of, you know, living in sin. I can't get over these sins. They're bigger than me. Sin is bigger than me. I've sinned against an almighty God. And like I said, I knew that Jesus was real. That was the first part of it. I knew he died for my sins. I knew he rose again according to the scriptures. And I knew that if I died in my state, I'd go to hell. And I repented. I said, Lord, if it means dying right now on the spot, just to make it to heaven, That's what I want. I wanted salvation above life itself. You see, I thought about those things that are on this earth that are temporal, but finally I turned and I thought about the eternal things. That's your soul. When God breathed into man, like he breathed into Adam, he said he became a living soul. And when you come to age of accountability, your soul is alive. There's people that are slow in their minds, that sin won't be imputed to them. But if your mind is sharp enough to understand what I'm saying and understand the sound of my voice and you realize you're a sinner, you need salvation. And that's the greatest thing in this world, is knowing where you're going when you die. You see, that's the most comforting thing to me, is knowing that if I have to leave this body right now, I'd go straight to heaven. Not because I'm perfect, not because I'm something special, but because I've done what God required, and that was to bring a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That was to believe on Calvary, believe on his son and what he did for us. You see, this Calvary is the most important thing. That's where Jesus died and paid the sin debt for the entire world. He didn't just die for a certain select group. He died for mankind. You know, not all mankind's going to repent. Not everybody's going to come to Jesus, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and few there be that go in thereat. But broad is the way that leads to destruction, and that's where the multitudes are going. It's sad to say. That's where I was headed myself. I don't look down on people that don't repent, that don't go to heaven. I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for the people that are living in sin and they're running their way. That's how I was. I remember those days when I would run in sin and I didn't have a care in the world. But on the inside, I felt something was wrong. I felt empty on the inside. I knew there was a void. I knew I was lacking something that was real. And I'm glad that I was in a church that preached the truth. And I'm glad that a pastor preached Jesus to me. He didn't preach doctrines of denominations. He preached Jesus and him crucified. And that's what will get you saved. You see, this preacher has to be real for you to even be saved. I feel sorry for the people that go to these mega churches, these giant churches that have ATMs in the hallways and out in the lobbies. I feel sorry for those people, because they're in a hole. They're in a bind. They're over there. They're not getting anything for their soul. They're just getting tickled by in the flesh and tickled their ears. And it just sounds good to them. And it eases their guilt for a day or two. And they feel better about themselves, but they go right back into wallowing in the mire, because that's the way our flesh is. Our flesh is unclean. You know, when God saved me, he saved my soul, not my flesh. My flesh is just as unclean as it was when I first got saved. It's just as unclean as it was when I was born. I was born a sinner, but I'm thankful that God saved me. And I'm not just a sinner now. I'm a born-again sinner, a born-again Christian, if you please. I'm thankful to be saved. I'm thankful to be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And Nicodemus said, how can I get back in my mother's womb and be born a second time? And Jesus said, verily, verily, that which you're born of the flesh is flesh. That's your first birth. That's how you get into this world. But he said, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He was setting those two apart. This is a spiritual salvation. The flesh has nothing to do with this salvation. It's the spirit. It's your soul. It's your immortal, eternal soul. And you'll spend one of two places in eternity. It's heaven or hell. There's no in between. There's no purgatory. Nobody can pray you out of hell. That's already been tried. Go.
Jesus came in home. All to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Thank you for tuning in this week. If this message was a blessing to you, or if you have any questions or comments, please write to me at P.O. Box 142-631, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Again, that's P.O. Box 142-631, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Please tune in next week. Until next time, friends, may God bless you.